This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order. A world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
9, 3, 0, 2, 8.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
This government, Republicans and Democrats, were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Gleason and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. Welcome aboard. Welcome aboard Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. You can listen to us on so many different formats, by the way. I just want to, you know, make you aware of some of the formats that are available to you to listen to Agenda 21 Radio. First of all, the flagship stellar radio, digital radio format of Red State Talk Radio, of course, is the talk monster. We're on that one, top-rated show on Red State Talk Radio. You can listen to us there by going to Agenda 21 Radio and going to clicking on where it says Listen Now and go to Red State Talk Radio. The next one is, of course, TalkStream Live. We're one of the top-rated, top 10 talkers in our time frame on TalkStream Live. There are the 85 top talkers that are out there. Top Talk Radio, that's another format. KMYC, 1410 AM, The Patriot out of Marysville, Yuba City, Sacramento area, California. And also, you can listen to us live by telephone. Are you ready for this? Listen Line, area code 605-562-4209. That's 605-562-4209. Also, players are available on iTunes and Radio Stream Butler. How's that one? That's just a little tiny one out there, of course. Not really that little. Podcast, TuneIn, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. All of those you can connect the dots to Agenda 21 Radio. Also, FeedBurner. FeedBurner is pretty interesting as a player, by the way. And you can also listen to the past five shows, days, if you will, of radio from Agenda 21 Radio on all these podcasts. Also, go to our podcast, Podbeam, as it's known in the world, and you can get all the current up-to-date shows right there. Okay, now, the big deal that we've been talking about here in the last hour, we started leaving off with this. The top lawyer, Jay Sekulow, calls for new special counsel to probe the dossier, situation in the whole Russia investigation by Mueller. This is a big thing. It's about time this the focus needs to turn on Mr. Mueller, because he's not an honest man. None of these people are. And I guess the question that really has come up, and I was listening to a little bit of this last night late, and this is actually coming from Laura Ingraham. I'm a fan. I love Laura. She's got to make sure she's stronger, as I've said on this radio show, in terms of handling her guest rather than being run over. But she has some very interesting aspects to add. She's a lawyer herself and used to work, I believe, for the Reagan administration at some point.
Just what is Special Counsel Bob Mueller investigating and why? Our next guest argues the media are getting it all wrong when it comes to the Russia probe. Joining us now from New York with more is former federal prosecutor Andy McCarthy. Andy, I love your columns, period.
Thanks,
but
Laura.
You're so good. But I loved your most recent one where you raised the question of whether Mueller has even proven or even has a clear sense that Russia hacked into our systems prior to the election. Explain.
Well, Laura, I want to be clear. I'm not questioning the finding of the intelligence community. I would stipulate that Russia had a cyber espionage operation against the 2016 election. But what we all need to focus on is the fact that that is an intelligence judgment. It's a probability. In fact, their report even says the fact that we render a judgment doesn't mean that we could prove it as a matter of fact. And the problem that we have with Mueller's investigation is it's a prosecutorial exercise, which means you have to prove every essential element of the scheme of the crime beyond a reasonable doubt to the satisfaction unanimously of 12 jurors. So even if it's okay for the intelligence community, for the sake of protecting the country, to assume that Russia has these operations against our country, doesn't relieve Mueller of the need to prove it beyond a reasonable doubt. I don't think he can. The intelligence report itself says that it would compromise methods and sources of intelligence, so they don't want to make those available. And we know that the FBI never even physically took custody of and did an examination, its own examination of the Democratic National Committee servers, which are the key evidence in the case.
And so, you also point out in your piece that they based the real jump on their investigation when Rod Rosenstein, the deputy attorney general, when he basically panicked and called for a special counsel. That's my view. He was like freaking out that the Democrats on Capitol Hill were asking questions. Instead of answering them, he panics and appoints Mueller. But Mueller's basing his investigation with Rosenstein on the contacts with Russia, right, which during a campaign, as you point out, that's not a big deal. I mean, most campaigns have some contacts with Russia. It's the second question, which right, is the operative one.
Yeah, the Clinton campaign and people in it had plenty of contacts with Russia, right? The thing that would make contacts problematic or incriminating is if they indicated complicity in an actual espionage scheme. But you never even get there until you can prove the espionage in the first place, and I just don't think he can.
Andy, let's go to Peter Strzok, Jenny Ree, Andrew Weissman. Questions raised about other people within the FBI lately about their ability to be truly objective in looking at this investigation. To my eye, we have a lot of individuals who are, you know, they're not just Democrats. They are Trump adversaries, right, both in their previous associations and in their, you know, texts or tweets or commentary during debates and so forth. You sort of have the jury's out for you on Peter Strzok. Why?
Well, because as I understand it, and as Comey testified to a closed session, according to the Wall Street Journal, as then FBI Director Comey testified to a closed session of the House Intelligence Committee in March, the reason they hadn't brought any case against Flynn at that point was because the agents who interviewed him believed him, and that was struck. So, you know, the fact that, that Flynn ended up pleading guilty to lying in that interview was not Strzok's idea. Evidently, Strzok wasn't pushing that. That was the very aggressive Mueller investigators toward the end. So I just want to see all the facts on him come in, Laura. But I think your general point about Mueller's poor judgment in larding this ridiculously inflated 17-lawyer team with Democratic donors and activists is not only a big problem for the integrity of the investigation. I think we're ultimately going to find that the real collusion story of the 2016 election was the way that the Obama administration put the law enforcement and intelligence arms of the administration in the service of the Clinton campaign.
I'm shocked to see gabbling going on here. Just shocked. Okay, I you know, this is a futile exercise at this point, as far as I'm concerned. It's almost a year into this whole thing. A lot of this drama was going on a year ago. And now all of a sudden we're here we are, a year later, with nothing except other than what we knew what was going on at the time. At 1 year ago, it was the Obama administration that was in office. And they were doing everything they could to destroy Donald Trump. Everything. They called the dogs of war upon him. And there still is no evidence of any Russian collusion by Donald Trump. But there's plenty of it developing now at their own hands of collusion with Hillary Clinton, Obama, and the Ruskies. We'll be back.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA. And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. That's Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, you know, this whole issue of baby body parts and fetal tissue, you know, through abortions and things like that, isn't it amazing? Isn't it absolutely amazing how this is all shaking out? We had these guys go out and videotape and all this, get all this information about all these different companies and all this good stuff about how they were illegally selling body parts. And, of course, the Obama administration didn't much like that notion. Neither did the Brown administration in California. So lawsuits started to fly. But now, out of Yorba Linda, California, my old hometown of Yorba Linda, California, a $7.8 million settlement against, listen to this, two biomedical companies accused of profiting from fetal tissue sales. Yuck. You know, I'm a biologist and, anatomist. I used to teach anatomy physiology for years. And I've held these fetuses in my hands because, you know, you go to various universities and so on to study these medical things. And they have these fetuses and, you know, you get to study the different fetal progressions and stuff, and to see the real thing and work with the real thing is, of course, quite a learning experience. You have to learn from the actual tissue. You have to learn from, about it, obviously, and witness it and see it and that sort of thing. It's very, very disturbing to know that these fetuses are aborted. Anyway, when you go through the whole, I just don't understand why these people are so rabid about abortion and why it's so important to them. Other than if you're a eugenicist, well, I understand that. You know, those people are really off their rockers. Anyway, but the whole notion of killing babies for fetal tissue, that's the profit that comes from these abortion clinics and, you know, Planned Parenthood. Their money, and the big money for them, is abortions. Yeah, they're just an abortion business. They're just a killing business. That's what it is. So, you know, the fetal tissues thing is a big thing for me. I'm really disgusted by it all. And I understand the genetics behind it and the what could be gleaned from it. I think there's other ways in which we can get that that tissue, if you will, in which we can actually glean the information. Really, what they're getting when they get fetal tissue is they're getting a whole set of chromosomes and genes, a gene pool, if you will, that is of a certain vigor. And that's why it's so important. It's fetal tissue. Remember that. So it's coming from an organism, a fetus, that is growing rapidly. So inherently in those cells of that fetal tissue are cells that have the unique ability to grow and expand and reproduce and so on. And that's a very unique feature about them. I'm really trying to be simplified here because there's a lot of genetics that go into this, and I don't want to get dwaddled down in adenine and thymine, guanosine and cytosine. I just don't want to do that. The nucleotides and the telomeres and all that stuff. So the settlement that requires that with these two companies, the two Yorba Linda biomedical procurement companies who have reached the $7.8 million settlement in Orange County for illegally profiting from sale of tissues, the settlement requires Da Vinci Biosciences and DV Biologics, a sister company. Get it? Da Vinci Biosciences and DV Biologics, they're a sister company, Two companies there, but pretty close names. Gee, I wonder what the D and V means for the biologics company. Anyway, to permanently close its operation in California and pay. Wow, this is a big one. And pay $7.8 million through donations and biological materials to a medical school, reports the Orange County Register, the liberal wing of Los Angeles. The companies are also required to admit liability and to pay $195,000 in civil penalties. The settlement seized all profits from DV Biologics and Da Vinci Biosciences, which they acquired by viewing body parts, listen to this, as a commodity and illegally selling fetal tissues for valuable consideration, District Attorney Tony Rackesback. Rackesback. Boy, the dyslexia is really kicking in this morning. The civil lawsuit accused the companies of profiteering from at least 500 sales to research laboratories between 2012 and 2015 and selling the fetal body parts for a profit of more than $1.5 million from 2013 to 2015. The Register, the Orange County Register, that is, used to be known as the Santa Ana. I used to deliver the papers on my bicycle when I was 12 years old. According to the lawsuit, the company hired sales and marketing staffers and pushed them to meet revenue goals through discount promotions such as summer sales and coupons. Oh, Jesus. Summer sales and coupons, get your fetal tissue right here, yes. All we need is the barker right out in front of the building, right? The products were advertised in catalogs, brochures, and other materials. It cost us roughly $25 per unit to manufacture, and we were selling it for $170, one employee wrote in an email, according to the lawsuit. From 29 to 2015, the companies collected $56,000 in packaging and handling fees, marked up by roughly 50% over the actual cost of packaging and handling, according to the suit. Employees were paid a commission on profits they earned from the packaging and handling charges, the lawsuit says. Some products were allegedly sold to different customers at different prices. See, this was one of the big things. I'm going to go back a long time when the Watson and Crick era, 1956 or something like that, when they wrote the double helix, which basically explained that it explained all the things about genetics and chromosomes. And this was the finding of a double helix molecule that controlled, had the blueprint for life in it for all cellular activity, okay, and would build proteins and what were known as building blocks of life. Take the chromosome, which is the plan, then you need the materials to build the house, right? So it's protein molecules of varying types coded by this code coming from, it's like blueprints for a house, basically. So anyway, people were very, very concerned back in the day that someday today would happen. In other words, there were a lot of ethical people running around going, you know, we got this code for life here, this thing called DNA by Watson and Crick. They found it. They wrote this book called The Double Helix. Great little book. It's a quick read. It's a big drama. I think they've done some PBS things out of it. Actually, PBS can do some good things very seldomly, but boy, they charge the money they get from the government. So here you have a situation where people were very ethical back in the day and said, you know, we can change life around. We can put three arms on the person and call it good. We know how to do that. We now have a fundamental understanding. This is back in the day. So they envisioned that there would be problematic circumstances going forward in our lives in the future by people that would want to ghoulishly manipulate human tissue and make it the Frankenstein. Get it? I mean, remember the movie Frankenstein? That was all about things like this. But in their day, back in the 20s and 30s, or even before that, the stories about Frankenstein in Europe and all that. So this was the ability for them to actually bring together genetics and tissue and create something. And, of course, we know we've got different animals being created, different species. And we now know we can actually grow human skin cells, especially in the case of burn victims, right? We can actually culture that. which is a big advantage. So people were concerned back in the day that there would be the buying and selling of human tissue. And one of the tissues they were most concerned with was fetal tissue. That's why there's different laws and there's strict accountability for these tissues out there. Anyway, Planned Parenthood, anyone? They buy and sell it too. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. The big thing that's going on today, of course, is the Roy Moore and Steve Bannon show. That's the Roy Moore race going on down in Alabama. And a lot of stuff happening there. I guess there's some live things going on. Is that what they're saying here? This says on the election eve rally. It says GOP senatorial nominee Judge Roy Moore will throw a rally Monday night on the eve. Well, that's yesterday. Why don't we report in yesterday's news? Anyways, I don't know, but I'm not going to do that. I want to report today's news. I want to report today's news about what's going on with Roy Moore. This is by Charles Sperling. There's a lot of things here going on. This is out of Breitbart. Roy Moore, it's difficult to drain the swamp when you're up to your neck in alligators. What a visual. I mean, of course. Why haven't... Listen, out of all this drain the swamp conversation by Trump, why haven't we said something like that? Why did it take this race and Judge Roy Moore to come up with that? I mean... We should be saying that. Of course, I understand why we don't. It's because we don't want to give the swamp credit for anything vicious. We don't want to say that the swamp is full of alligators and we've got alligators all over the place because the alligators might, in fact, win. So we want to take that perception out of your mind right now. So I was going to say, I mean, I'm sure everybody's heard that. We're just sort of up to our necks in alligators here. Well, we're trying to drain the swamp, and, well, it's really tough when those alligators are chomping at your head, right? Anyway, I'm just sorry about that. Anyway, Roar, it's difficult. Okay, so this is the story behind this. This is by Charles Sperling of Breitbart. What is wrong with me today? Republican Senate candidate Roy Moore vowed to drain the swamp if he is elected, making his final argument to win over voters in Alabama on Monday night. And his famous statement about alligators he makes. Anyway, Moore cited attacks from all sides, pointing to well-funded opponents from both parties and anonymous political groups who's wanted to destroy his reputation. We've been intimidated. Other people have been intimidated. We're tired of it, he said. That's a weird statement to say. We've been intimidated. Anyway, I'm just reading it. I did not write this. This is Sperling out there. Moore cited fake news stories and the terrible, disgusting story from the Washington Post accusing him of pursuing inappropriate relationships with high school age students. He also questioned the decision by his accusers just 30 days before his election to come forward despite his long political career in Alabama. Now, I think he has a valid point. This is where I come. You know, I don't know. He seems to be relatively unusual man he wanted to put the Ten Commandments in front of the, what judge would even think about putting the Ten Commandments in front of a Supreme Court facility in one of the 50 states out here? Gosh, I can't imagine that. Why do you think the judge would do that? Probably because the laws that we have today are descendants of the Ten Commandments in the Bible, the Christian Bible. I don't know why. Just minor details. God steps in. This is real God now. This is not the fake God that you hear from Jerry Brown. What God does he worship? Mother Gaia God? Okay, I refuse to offend you with Jerry Brown information right now. Later on in the show, I won't excuse myself. He also questioned the decision by his accusers just 30 days before his elections to come forward, despite his long political... This is the point I was making. He's been at this for a long time, and this has never come up until now. And just like the sleazebags that the Democrats are, this is what they would do, right? Pull this rabbit out of the hat. Moore also pointed to a Fox News poll reporting that his Democratic opponent, Doug Jones, was 10 points ahead when other polls showed Moore with a more comfortable lead. Now, this is true. He's right. It's kind of interesting that this poll would show up at Fox News. Why? Is Fox News going to the other side? I mean... Some elements within Fox News, maybe people behind the scenes, the writers. Somebody isn't telling the truth, and we're going to find out tomorrow. And actions are going to speak louder than words, Moore said. All this mess is going to be over tomorrow with a vote. The verdict rests with the people of Alabama. Somebody isn't telling the truth, and we're going to find out tomorrow. You know, I think he's going to throw alligators into the mix here pretty soon. It says Moore again talked about his values, noting that he opposed abortion and supported traditional marriage between a man and a woman and blocking transgenders from the military and from bathrooms of their opposite gender. He reminded the audience that he was a man who trusted God, served his country in the military, and stood up for the values of the United States. If you don't believe in my character, don't vote for me, he said, prompting cheers for more, 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 more. That's me with the extra more there. He promised to repeal Obamacare and Common Core and cited his support for the RAISE Act and to help stop illegal immigration. He also vowed to support and fund the military. Moore continued his tradition of quoting the Bible in speeches of the Founding Fathers. He compared the current state of America to biblical leaders and of the Old Testament who turned away from God. I want to make America great again. I want to make America. I want to make America great again with President Trump. He said, I want America great, but I want America good. And she can't be good until we go back to God, one nation under God. That's Roy Moore. Okay. I think we're done with the Roy Moore segment of the show today. Anyway, this is, and again, where is he running in Alabama for whose seat? Jeff Sessions, another man who's, the Alabama characters, what's going on down there? Come on, boyfriends, let's go. Let's figure this thing out. The vestiges of the Old South really is what they're attacking here in the left. Listen, the reason why they're attacking somebody like Roy Moore, and remember, he is a citizen of the United States, and I know that really kind of bothers a lot of people that, oh my God, these citizens, they can't be running for office. They've got to have the illegal aliens running. People would look at him as a throwback to the George Wallace days, you know, of the South and, you know, all the stuff that prompted the 1964 civil rights decision and all that good stuff. But the situation is a lot more different today than it was back in the day. And this is the problem, is that the Democrats have to have something. Because there's no there with the Democrats. You know, the conservatives, Republicans, you know, they've got the economy, business, you know, production, making everybody happy, homes, and all that good stuff. They've got capitalism. The Democrats, or the globalists, do not have that. They don't like that. They hate it. They have a disdain for Americanism. And Roy Moore represents a very, you know, the South, the real South, the southern part of the South, the deep South, which is an oddity in and of itself. But in order to destroy it, you have to use history to destroy it. That's what they're doing here with Roy Moore. They have the history. They think on their side. Oh, he's just a white bigot. Because his skin's white, he's a bigot. That's the way it is, right? I don't know about you. I think that's kind of racist. But that's the sense you get from the people who attack him. And now that's wrong. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Okay, he's back. He's back. Obama is back. He's back in the race. Obama all of a sudden shows up, says, first on CNN. Ha-ha. This is CNN. The Communist News Network. Obama tells Alabama voters to reject Roy Moore. Now, listen, I want to ask you this. How effective is it that Obama starts campaigning and rejecting, talking about rejecting Roy Moore? I want you to think about this. I want you to think about this for a second. Do you think that helps Roy Moore that you have that going on? I suspect that helps Roy Moore. That's what I think. But you know, I'm just a person. This is the Communist News Network. Gotcha.
From Moore's opponent, the Democrat here, Doug Jones, tonight, primarily African-American voters in Alabama will be getting a robocall from former President Barack Obama urging a vote for the Democratic candidate. But moments ago at a campaign event, Doug Jones didn't even seem to know that.
What is your strategy with utilizing that robocall from former President Obama, knowing that many Alabama voters here in the state did not support President Obama?
Well, you know, I'm going to be honest with you guys. I'm way up here, and there are robocalls that have been recorded that I'm not sure what call's going out there. The only robocall that I know for a fact that was recorded, and this is true, the only one I know for a fact that was recorded was the one that my wife did, and she told me directly.
There is a failure to communicate. See, this is the issue. All of a sudden, well, wait a minute. Wait a minute. What is going on here? Former President Barack Hussein Obama. Barack Hussein Obama is adding his voice to the Alabama Senate race, imploring voters to vote on the polls to reject candidacy of Roy Moore as part of an aggressive effort by Democrats to try and counter President Trump's full-throated endorsement of the controversial Republican candidate. This one's serious, Obama says in the call. You can't sit it out. Okay. So this I'm and Doug Jones didn't know about it. Now, listen, you got to ask the question. I mean, if you're in the race and things, you know, you want to be large and in charge if you're the person in the race, don't you think? I think, you know, Doug Jones wants to be large and in charge, as he should. I just think that if you're the candidate, you should be in charge of your own race. What's wrong if you're not? Then you're being bought off and you're just a lackey for someone else. So I think maybe it would have been appropriate to have asked Doug Jones, hey, listen, I'm a soul brother. Can I help you out, my Alabama buddy? Of course, I know you got white skin. And that's just, you know, and I don't. Oh, I have half white skin. You know, what can I say? I've got the squamous epithelial that can prove it. So Doug Jones didn't know about it. That's the funny thing. He did not know that Obama was helping him out. His brother from another mother was helping him out. And this is the problem for Doug. I think this hurt him. I really do. And I bet, I don't know. I was looking at his expressions on his face as he was speaking. And I'm going, because you know, he's kind of like blinded by the sun. He's in an outdoor venue for the interview. And he's looking around. And I thought, you know, I could just say it just had, you know, I've been there blindsided like stuff like this before. And so you have that little whimsical look on your face like, what the hell did they say? They want to do what? And I didn't know about it. I would be hot. And I think that Doug Jones was hot. He handled it well. To his credit, he handled it well, finding out that the Muslim president, former president, Barack Hussein Obama, had endorsed him and was doing robocalls on his behalf. Do you think that was just ticking off the base? I think so. I think that it was not just ticking them off. I think there's something else it was doing to them besides that. So I don't think that Roy Moore, I don't think that the strategy to trash Roy Moore by President Barack Hussein Obama to Obama or to the Doug Jones Alabamans helped. I really don't. I don't think so. And I think that this could be a strategy that blows up in his face. I don't know, but the race is so close, and who knows what the polls are saying, which polls, where, when, and how. This is the problem. We've got just way too many polls out there, and this is a problem. Okay, so anyway, I think that I don't know what to think. You know, I the only reason I'm in the camp for Moore is because he's a Republican primarily, and I'm not buying this whole thing. He's got some odd things about. That doesn't mean that he's a bad guy. I'm just saying for me, but that doesn't mean I wouldn't vote for him. I certainly would, because I understand the agenda for Trump, which is much broader than these false claims that I can see as false claims right now. And, you know, I know a lot of people are really kind of taken back. I'm shocked to see this whole thing with teenage girls' business, which really, in my opinion, I've looked at everything dealing with. I can't see it. The accusations are way long ago, and they don't seem to rise to really kind of any kind of evidence to me. And that's why I said, certainly in a court of law, I don't think this would pass any muster. Court of law. Will some of this into the court of law? I think so. You know, you've got Gloria Allred out there punted. By the way, when she was out condemning Moore the other day and she brought the girl with her and they were claiming about the yearbook, and it's real, it's valid. That was yesterday, actually. Gosh, time flies. You think it's a week ago. It was only yesterday. There's something wrong with that picture, huh? But Gloria Allred, my point is this, is that Gloria Allred, I have never seen her so downed and depressed on TV as I did yesterday. What does that tell you? Maybe she's just getting beat down, her and her client. We'll be back.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. A lot of things going on. If you're thinking about the NFL, well, maybe I just sort of planted the seed in your head about the NFL. We have an NFL, actually. There's not much left of it. It's pretty much gone. It's interesting. Groping for top executive ex-players. Anyway, it's the NFL is it gonna disappear? It might. Well, at least a good part. They're gonna take some financial hits for a couple of years based upon what's been going on. But I just thought I'd throw that out there. If hello, we do have an NFL. They played a football game in snow the other day. I guess it was really brutal. But where are the fans? They're gone. They're absolutely gone. NFL Network suspends analyst over allegation. NBC News execs under fire for Lauer. I've got that going on. A longtime NPR host facing allegations, vows to sue. And, of course, the Trumpster women are out there once again accusing Trump of sexual harassment. All those things and more we're going to talk about in the next hour. Make sure you visit our website, agenda21radio.news. It's agenda21radio.news. And anyway, make sure that you can email me. You can more than, I don't know how many times you want to email me a day. I got some people that are listening, emailing me more than one time a day. Two or three or five or six times, that's okay. Email to your heart's content. paul@a21r.com is that email address. Also, a new website, or newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com, all the information you need about New California right there. And thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.